Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Let's get those lineups set for Week 12. Up next on Fantasy Baseball Today Express. Welcome into FBT Express on Saturday, June 6th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. And let's start things off with the Week 12 schedule. We have 28 teams with 6 games. We have 2 teams with 7 games. That includes the Orioles and the Mariners. What about the Rockies? Yet another split week. They have 3 games at home against the Cubs and 3 on the road against the Athletics. Start or sit these fringe 2-start pitchers. Taj Bradley has been a little shaky since coming off the IL. He is at the Tigers and home against the Cardinals.
Yeah, a little shaky since coming back. 3 starts total. The first was good. The last 2, shaky. But these are great matchups. Both the Cardinals and the Tigers in the bottom third of the league in runs scored. And so I don't think you want to overthink this one. Taj Bradley, the overall stat line looks good enough. You start him with 2 starts.
You probably don't want to overthink this one either. Davis Martin has been a stud all season, but he does have 2 really tough matchups against the Braves and the Dodgers.
And he's coming off a bad start. So I could see why people would think twice with this one, but he's been good, like you said, and 2 starts. So let's not overthink it, even though the matchups are a little scary.
All right, let's slide over to the 2-star pitchers that you were looking to add and stream for this upcoming week.
Andrew Abbott is first on the list here, and he has been getting good results pretty much since the beginning of May. He has, in his last 7 starts, a 2.25 ERA. Now, the strikeout numbers, the walk numbers during that time, not so great, and so I'm skeptical of it. I mean, 4.67 FIP to go along with that 2.25 ERA, but he is making 2 starts, and 1 is against the lineup that currently ranks dead last in runs scored, the Padres. So I think you ride the hot hand with Andrew Abbott. And other 2-start streamers, I have Dustin May here. He gets the Mets and the Twins, and he's been a quality start machine. Again, I don't know that I trusted him to be a reliable option all season, but if he was, he'd be rostered everywhere. You got to take what you can get off the waiver wire, and lately May's been good enough to try out here. Grant Holmes gets the White Sox, which are actually a pretty tough matchup, a little better without Murakami, and then the Mets, who of course have been a favorable matchup. Holmes has struggled to go deep into starts, has had some efficiency issues, but he's on a team that wins a lot of games, and I think at least in points leagues, you could take advantage of the 2-start slate there. Walker Buehler, this is the reachy option for deep leagues. He's only 16% rostered, and I'm not convinced there's anything here in the long run. Sometimes you're just looking for volume, and there's not a lot on the waiver wire. And it's technically true that Walker Buehler has a 3.29 ERA in his last 5 starts, 2 of which are quality starts. So if you're looking to gamble in a points league to maximize your volume, I think Bueller with matchups as favorable as the Mariners and especially the Padres, worth a shot.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be back right after this.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Welcome back, FBT Express. We are previewing week 12, and we are up to the one-start streamers on the pitching side of things. Scott, you got six names here. Who are they?
Shane Boz has enjoyed some success recently, kind of changing his pitch mix against right-handed batters especially, and he gets the Padres. Again, worst offense in baseball at the time of this recording. Gage Jump got a lot of whiffs in his first start, but not such great results. Second start, great results, not a lot of whiffs. I think he can put it all together, especially with this next matchup being against the Rockies. Away from Coors Field. He does have a start over the weekend first against the Astros, I believe. So obviously we'll need to see if he holds his own there. But you like the matchup for the upcoming week against the Rockies even more. Seth Lugo, when he has favorable matchups, tends to get quality starts. And he gets the Rangers this week. And Rangers are getting a couple hitters back, Wyatt Langford, Corey Seager. So you know, eventually they might not be such a favorable play, but those two weren't performing well before they suffered the injuries. And again, Lugo's been a quality start machine this year. Tanner Bibee, another pitcher who tends to go deep into his starts when he's pitching well. Again, it's a little difficult to trust him on a start-to-start basis, but he gets the Tigers this week. Or in the bottom six and runs scored. I think that's good enough reason to use them. Foster Griffin gets the Giants, who've been kind of hot recently, but they've been in the cellar for most of the year, worst offense in baseball. And then Jack Leiter against the Red Sox, who are also bad lineup.
All right, let's slide over to the hitters for next week. The best hitter matchups, we have the Mariners, Athletics, Giants, Cubs, and Astros. The worst hitter matchups, Blue Jays, Phillies, Red Sox, Rangers, and White Sox. Who are your favorite sleeper hitters for week 12?
I think Bryce Eldridge is about to go off. He just had a big game Thursday. At the time of this recording, a 298 expected batting average, a 548 expected slug on the year, striking out just 25% of the time, which was supposed to be what brought Eldridge down. It's you know, he's been fine. He's been making lots of contact, and it's hard contact, and he's pulling it in the air well, and the Giants have the third best matchups, like you said. So I think it's a great time to roll the dice on Eldridge. The Mariners, as you mentioned, have the best matchups. They have their own rookie who's been performing pretty well, Colt Emerson, eligible at third and shortstop. Not a bad time to use him. Part of the reason the Mariners matchups are the most favorable is because they're one of the two teams playing seven games this week, and six of them are against righties, which means we're going to see a lot of Luke Rayleigh and Dominic Canzone, who are productive when they play. We'll see a lot of them. Now, it's not... You know, just because there are a lot of righty starters on the schedule doesn't mean they're going to play as much as you might think, because they tend to be removed from games whenever a left-handed reliever comes in. So you want to be careful with them. But if there's ever a time to use Luke Rayleigh and Dominic Canzone, I think especially in deeper five outfielder leagues, this week would be a good time. I like Jake Bowers this week. Nothing special about the Brewers matchups. But they do have a series against the Athletics pitching staff, and Bowers, I think, is just good. He plays mostly every day. Isak Paredes now has been dropped in enough leagues that he qualifies for this list. The Astros have the fifth best hitter matchups. He basically looks like the same player under the hood. I think he's just kind of off to a sluggish start, but the matchups are favorable this week. He could make up ground in the home run category. Couple Mets hitters here, Carson Binge and AJ Ewing. I think Ewing, you know, They both bat left-handed, and there are no lefties on the schedule for the Mets. Pretty favorable matchups there. Nate Lowe, or Nathaniel Lowe, as he's known on some platforms, only one lefty on the schedule, so he's going to play a lot for the Reds this week. And some favorable matchups there against pitchers like Walker Buehler, Lucas Giolito, Zach Gallen. There's a chance Lowe could get hot again. Jung-Hoo Lee has one of the best expected batting averages in baseball. He's hitting a lot more line drives this year. He's been getting multi-hit games recently. Not a lot of upside because it's kind of hollow batting average, but Giants, again, third best matchup. So good time to take advantage of it.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to our full-length podcast, Fantasy Baseball Today, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today Express, and we will be back again next week. Bye-bye.
Paramount Podcasts.